Novartis is proud to partner The Briefing on Monocle 24. Novartis is a company that is committed to reimagining medicine. A global healthcare leader intent on changing the practice of medicine, Novartis has been exploring uncharted frontiers in science for more than a century. Novartis demonstrated its commitment to reimagining medicine with the creation in 2018 of Biome. The digital innovation has already changed the way Novartis delivers on its promise to fold high-tech and digital solutions into its operations. And a collaboration with US-based diagnostic startup Hemix Health in the realm of sickle cell disease could prove decisive in getting a grip on this crippling blood disorder, which affects tens of millions of people in Africa alone and 300 million worldwide. Here's Hemix co-founder Patty White.
My co-founder and I, this is the fourth time we've worked together, and we had started the company in 2016 and really very much focused on how to solve major diagnostic problems for millions of people in low-resource settings. So we've been, you know, very focused on working internationally, doing a lot of work in India and Africa. And what was interesting, even the beginning with the Biome, was that Novartis called us. So Robin actually sent a few emails and then gave us a call and said, we're putting something together and we're targeting companies that can really make a difference in combination with Novartis, and Hemix Health seems like a good fit. So that's very different, you know, in terms of acceleration, to have a large company actually give you the call and invite you to join, as opposed to, you know, having to go through some big process and, you know, get winnowed down. You know, we probably wouldn't have reached out, because usually in my experience as an entrepreneur, we're trying to go very fast, and getting involved too early with big companies sometimes doesn't really help. But we've had a very different experience by working with Novartis.
We've already heard from Hemix co-founder Patty White on why such collaboration is critical in effecting real change. Here's Robin Roberts, co-founder and COO of Novartis Biome, with more.
96% of patients in sub-Saharan Africa go undiagnosed with sickle cell. And of those patients, only 20% will actually ever see their sixth birthday. The need is incredible. And it's the reason why Novartis decided to move forward with an agreement with Ghana government to tackle this very issue. Now, one of the things that I think makes the Biome unique is the fact that we only approach companies like Hemix within the ecosystem when we have a problem in hand, when there's something that we want to solve. We don't engage with companies simply because we think that they have a fantastic product, which we do for Hemix especially, or whether we think that it's going to be a good investment. In fact, we don't take any equity in the companies whatsoever. We engage with the companies when we think that there's a real problem that we have that can be solved by that solution that's going to be impactful for our patients. And that's exactly what we saw in Hemix and the Gazelle. And we were extremely excited to speak to Patty and to have her and her team join us at the launch of the Biome San Francisco, of the Biome globally, and be a part of this journey. It's interesting because when we had the discussion on the business side with the Novartis business team, the global health team, the idea that losing the vast majority of patients that were eventually diagnosed with sickle cell was almost baked into the numbers was something that didn't sit well with them and didn't sit well with anyone else, but we really didn't know what we could potentially do about it. And when we put our heads together and thought a point of care diagnostic would really change the game, in that we no longer were losing patients to the logistics of not being able to either find them after we were able to diagnose them using these large pieces of equipment like HPLC, which is done days and days later at City Center in Ghana or whichever country you might be in, or whether we're losing them because of logistical issues due to the fact that we can't bring that patient, the child and the mother, back to the City Center to have them tested, but in fact can test those patients, diagnose those patients on the spot, and be able to start the process of counseling and treating those patients. When we realized that that was a possibility, it became a game-changing moment for both the global health team and to the Biome team. And we were just, like I said, ecstatic that Patty was willing to go on that journey with us.
Here's Hemix co-founder Patty White again on how you can be disruptive and challenge the status quo with digital spirit, all while bringing every stakeholder with you on the journey.
We try to architect our solution for the environment that we're going after. So, you know, with our Gazelle product, you know, we started our design really spending time on the ground in India and in Africa, really looking at, you know, what do they need out of the product, and really getting grounded in being able to make the right trade-offs. I mean, there's this new phrase that I just heard about in the last week called frugal innovation. And that's really the kind of approach that we take, because we're trying to take the latest technology. So we're trying to take advantage of all the great things that technology brings, like, you know, consumer electronics, which makes, you know, great cameras that are really cheap, the kind of components that go in cell phones, using AI. We try to really use the latest technologies, but customize them and package them in a way that it's going to fit the environment that we're targeting. So that's really the key to what Peter and I have done, you know, in all the products we've done over the last 20 years, is really trying to combine advanced technology with an understanding of the environment and making the right trade-offs. We couldn't do what we do with our product. You know, we're really trying to take the place of something that's done with a $30,000 product, you know, with a product that costs about the same as a cell phone, you know, with the per test cost of around $2. So we're trying to package a lot of intelligence into that device to really be able to do the kind of heavy lifting that we need to do. Because we know in that environment, you're not going to have a large number of clinicians, you'll never have enough doctors, you'll never have enough lab techs. You know, you're going to have to make the product work and be usable by the people that are in the environment. And that's really driven a lot of the trade-offs that we made. And then also, that's also why we brought in the digital component. Because from the beginning, we saw that it's going to be critical to keep the data, to have it be digital, to enable so the product could connect, to be able to send that information on and be able to have people access it. So, you know, we really take advantage of the digital health aspects in the product that we've designed.
If you think about it, Patty and Peter could be off creating a new filter for your photographs that makes them millions of dollars, right? They're incredible entrepreneurs that have done this many, many times, but instead they select and choose to tackle the most complicated problems that likely will bring them very little monetary value because of where the need is. And it's always invigorating for me to kind of see the passion from Hemex's side really brought to bear.
We've already heard about Biome's collaboration with diagnostic startup Hemex Health in the realm of sickle cell disease. How much more can such collaboration achieve? And with Biome having embarked on more than 30 such partnerships already, are we at an inflection point? Has the way people are engaging with challenges, like sickle cell, itself shifted? Here's Robin Roberts, co-founder and COO of Novartis Biome.
There's two kind of distinct shifts that I've seen. The first shift was in the launch of the Biome, because it told the ecosystem that you have a giant life sciences company that has the deep scientific experience needed for you to really be able to get your solution in the hands of patients. And we are looking to not just work with you for the sake of working with you, but we're looking to create a partnership with you. It's the reason why we call our Biome companies partners. But the other inflection point that I've seen is as a result of the pandemic, the clear shift and need for these digital solutions is palpable now. I always say that the conversations have shifted from a conversation around how to be more innovative to a conversation around business continuity, which is a much bigger need and has a lot more angst behind it. And it's really driving the adoption and the tearing down of the obstacles that we've seen in the past. And I firmly believe that it is going to continue to move forward at a much faster pace than we've ever seen it in the past. It's only been speeding up since the launch of the Biome in 2018.
Even though we're obviously very targeted on the designing for low resource settings, it's also really important when we design a product that it can be profitable and it can be sustainable, you know, and then it actually can have the opportunity to maybe broaden to other markets. And one of the things that we've seen that, you know, even though we designed our platform to work in these, you know, most challenging places in the world, now with COVID, it's really redefining what people need in a diagnostic. And it really creates an opportunity for us to take a product like Gazelle, which is designed to be able to be very low cost and to work in challenging environments, but also to be portable and rugged and ultra fast, because those are all the things you need to have happen in these low resource settings. But it's now also what you need for COVID diagnostics. So for us, you know, the whole diagnostics world has shifted, because all of a sudden you care a lot, even if you're in, you know, Manhattan or London, you'd like to have a very rapid, affordable diagnostics where you could have a test done, you know, close to your home and not have to go into a big center. So it's interesting how that's opening up many opportunities for us as we look at how to develop this platform even further.
We've already heard about Biome's collaboration with diagnostic startup Hemix Health in the realm of sickle cell disease. This has powered previously unimaginable improvements in the provision of things like the critically important hydroxyurea treatment for many of the most vulnerable patients. Given all that, how confident should we be about building further and securing even further buy-in from other stakeholders? Here's Hemix co-founder Patty White. Is she optimistic? Are we indeed still on the crest of a wave?
People like us have to be optimistic, or you never make it through all the challenges. I really think a lot of things are coming together. And of course, doing work in these countries is never easy. And the great thing is that, you know, Novartis is very committed to sticking it out. You know, we've now been working with Novartis for 2 years. We started the company, you know, 4 years ago. And so we've been working in these spaces. And I think that a lot of the elements are starting to evolve. It's never as fast as we would like. But the proof of that is that, you know, in Ghana, we've moved ahead. There are children that are getting hydroxyurea treatments through Novartis' funding. We have the ability to test them with our device. We're doing some more development there on some future technology that can be used to monitor treatment. So it's really exciting as we're sort of taking that to the next level. And then what's also really happening is Novartis is spreading this to other countries. And I think that's one of the great proof points, is if you can start it in one country and you're willing to say, okay, we see enough success that we're going to move it on to the next one. And Hemix is part of that too. We're moving on to other countries along with Novartis. I mean, I think that's a great proof of some success, even though, of course, this is a long journey. It's not a short trip to get there.
Absolutely. So the idea has always been, from the very beginning, that our engagement with Hemix in particular was going to expand, was going to reach a crest and then expand. What we didn't know is that it was going to be as fast as it has been, that stakeholders, whether within Novartis or outside of Novartis, would be so excited to push it forward, and that so many of the roadblocks, many of which are mental roadblocks that we've seen with digital per se, would be removed as a result of the current state of affairs in the world. So we've always planned that our engagement with Hemix would go across the sub-Saharan African continent. We're just extremely excited that it's already happening faster than we thought it would ever be at this point.
Robin Roberts, co-founder and COO of Novartis Biome, on the milestones already achieved by Biome's collaboration with Hemix Health.
The reason for creating the Biome was to design a model that would help our Novartis teams co-create with these companies, with these partners. It's the reason why we call them partners. We look at our engagement with the ecosystem as a partnership, as a part of a larger ecosystem. It's also the reason why we call it the Biome, in fact. It's a nod to the idea of being a part of this larger ecosystem. One of the more tangible examples of a differentiation for the Biome is in the fact that we're a problem-led solutioning organization. And that sounds very consultant-like, but what I mean by that is that in every single opportunity, in every single engagement with the ecosystem, we are going with a real-world problem in hand. We are hardly ever engaging with a company because we think their solution is just fantastic and then hoping to sell it into the business and hope that there's going to be a part of the business that's willing to get it to the point that brings it to fruition and to patients. We are going and engaging with the ecosystem with the business already being a part of the process with a distilled problem statement that we can say this solution solves for, and thus be able to really have the best possible chance to bring a real game-changing solution to the patients that we serve.
I mean, that's really why Hemix exists. We are really there because we believe you have to customize products and technology so that they really work in these settings. And I think we all recognize now that you can't ignore more than half the world's population. You really need to figure out how to reach them. And, you know, if you look at all the demographics, even the majority of the world's middle class will be in the areas that we today just consider developing countries and sometimes get dismissed. And I think, you know, the kind of technology we're doing, we don't really want it to be thought of as this is the fringe. We think that really this is all part of the mainstream and will become more and more part of the mainstream. So it's just really important that people see that this isn't something that we're doing as a nonprofit or something that's just being done as a humanitarian issue. You know, it's really looking at the reality and the importance of global healthcare and understanding you have to start and stretch to those areas now, which Novartis has done really well and very uniquely by creating this biome.
Hemix Health co-founder Patty White. Novartis, reimagining medicine.